ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter. Adam, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Donald.
All right, I'm sure your phone has not calmed down yet. I always see you with your phone in your hand. And we got to get on the quarterback talk. I'm sure that's what everybody's talking about here. So let's talk about the Vikings to start with. And Kirk Cousins, and people are talking about him possibly going to the Vikings. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the Jets are going to be the most impressive team in regards to Kirk Cousins. I think that they will come the hardest, have the most money, and I think the Vikings will be interested. I think the Broncos will be interested. I think those are the three teams to watch. That doesn't mean a team like Buffalo or Cleveland couldn't jump into the mix, but I believe that those are the three teams to watch here in no particular order, the Jets, the Vikings, and the Broncos.
And now with one of the guys that doesn't seem like he'll be there, and Sam Bradford, hearing about his knee and degenerative knee, what do you think about him and his future?
Well, that's always been the knock on Sam. He's got great arm talent. They think he's a great quarterback, but there are questions about his durability. He hasn't played a whole lot of football the last few years. If you can keep him healthy, and I don't know that anybody can, he's a really good quarterback. But that's why he's out there. That's why the Vikings haven't re-signed him yet, and that's why other teams are probably going to have a chance to speak to him because of the health and durability issues.
Another guy who came available, I guess, a little bit late, A.J. McCarron. What do you think the market will be for A.J. McCarron?
I think there'll be a market. Look, everybody is not going to get the quarterback that they want, and this is a game about supply and demand, and there's a great demand for quarterbacks, and there's not a great supply. But A.J. McCarron is a guy who's flash, who's shown some ability. Cleveland was interested in him before. If you remember at the trade deadline, the Browns were willing to give up a second and a third round pick for him, and they didn't get the deal done. So if they were able to give up a second and third round pick for him back then, even though it's a different GM, maybe they'll have some interest now. I think Cleveland will have some interest in A.J. McCarron.
Now, we've heard a couple of teams, Dave Gettleman and the Giants. We've also heard Dorsey and the Browns come out today and say they're open for business and available for trade. What do you think about that?
Every team is open for business. Why wouldn't you be? You say, no, we're holding on to a pick when you have no idea who that pick is going to be or what another team would offer for that pick. Of course. I mean, if you're a GM, that's what you would say. We're open for business. We'll listen to any picks for our pick. And so they're doing exactly what they should be doing as the general managers of their franchises.
All right, there it is. ESPN NFL Insider, Adam Schefter. Adam, thank you.